Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steven Serta. Let's make our official turn towards week 15 of the NFL season on Thursday, December 16th. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. COVID-19 issues continue to run rampant across the NFL as well as the country. Dozens of players tested positive on both Monday and Tuesday this week all across the league, as well as several others getting added to the list on Wednesday. Seven teams, the Cleveland Browns, Chicago Bears, Atlanta Falcons, Detroit Lions, Los Angeles Rams, Minnesota Vikings, and Washington football team, are all in enhanced COVID-19 protocols as of Wednesday afternoon. And that's shaping up to heavily influence our Thursday night football contest between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Los Angeles Chargers. Kansas City Chiefs have already ruled out linebacker Willie Gay, who was placed on the COVID list on Wednesday. Still awaiting an update on star defensive lineman Chris Jones and his availability. He was placed on the COVID list earlier in the week. Right tackle Andrew Wiley is also listed as questionable, but right tackle Lucas Niang is no longer on the injury report. It appears that he could be good to go for Kansas City if Andrew Wiley is not available. For the Chargers, left tackle Rashawn Slater has officially been ruled out. He is also on the COVID-19 list. Running back Austin Eckler, safety Derwin James, and cornerback Asante Samuel Jr. are all listed as game time decisions for Los Angeles. Late Wednesday night, it was announced that the Jacksonville Jaguars were parting ways with head coach Urban Meyer. Meyer signed a five-year deal in January of 2021 and does not even make it a calendar season for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Offensive coordinator Daryl Bevel will take over as interim head coach for the rest of the 2021 season. A statement released by Jaguars owner Shad Khan read as follows: Daryl Bevel will serve as interim head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars for the balance of the 2021 season. Daryl succeeds Urban Meyer. After deliberation over many weeks and a thorough analysis of the entirety of Urban's tenure with our team, I am bitterly disappointed to arrive at the conclusion that an immediate change is imperative for everyone. I informed Urban of the change this evening, as I stated in October. Regaining our trust and respect was essential. Regrettably, it did not happen. Trent Baalke continues as our general manager and will work with Daryl to ensure that our team will be inspired and competitive while representing Jacksonville proudly over our final four games of the season. In the spirit of closure and recharging our players, staff, and fan base, I will not comment further until some point following the conclusion of the NFL season. Again, Urban Meyer out in Jacksonville. As the COVID-19 cases continue to rise across the entire NFL, the NFL and NFLPA have reportedly reopened discussions about making some tweaks to the NFL's COVID-19 protocols. NFLPA tweeting out a statement with a caption that read, "The NFL decided to take away a critical weapon in our fight against the transmission of COVID-19, despite our union's call for daily testing months ago. We're talking to our player leadership and the NFL about potential changes to the protocol so that we can complete the season." NFL reporter Judy Batista adds, "The NFL is talking to the union about changing protocols, but it's also looking at what it can do unilaterally as COVID cases rise. Masks, Zoom meetings, and according to a league source, shortening the time frame for return for a vaccinated asymptomatic player who tests positive. Obviously, we'll continue to keep you updated on this situation on the SB Nation NFL show, as it is something that is constantly changing and being updated all throughout the week." The Arizona Cardinals got some bad news on Wednesday, as wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins is reportedly expected to miss the rest of the regular season with a sprained knee. The team is still hopeful that Hopkins can return for the playoffs at some point. He's currently seeking a second opinion on the knee that he injured in Monday night's game against the Los Angeles Rams. Running back James Conner's also listed as day-to-day. He's dealing with an ankle injury that he suffered in that Monday night loss. It is worth noting that the Cardinals almost brought running back Chase Edmonds back from IR ahead of Monday's contest. They chose to give him another week to rest. So if Conner is unavailable this week, it's very possible that Chase Edmonds could be up. The NFL also announced on Wednesday, following ratification by the International Committee, that 18 teams have been granted access to 26 international home marketing areas across 8 different countries. This groundbreaking new initiative grants clubs access to international territories for marketing, fan engagement, and commercialization as a part of an important long-term strategic effort to enable clubs to build their global brands while driving NFL fan growth internationally. The 8 countries include Canada, Mexico, Brazil, the United Kingdom, Spain, Australia, China, and Germany. Philadelphia Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni said quarterback Jalen Hurts and Gardner Minshew will both get starting reps in practice this week for the Philadelphia Eagles. They do believe that Jalen Hurts is trending in the right direction, but he's dealing with a high ankle sprain, so there could still be some question marks about his availability this week. Defensive end Derek Barnett, who's dealing with an ankle injury, and running back Jordan Howard, who's got a bad knee, and Miles Sanders, also dealing with an ankle injury, were all limited participants in practice. The Baltimore Ravens are still hopeful that quarterback Lamar Jackson will be available in this week's contest, but they did bring in some reinforcements. They signed quarterback Josh Johnson off the Jets practice squad just in case Lamar's not available. They got a little bit more depth at the quarterback position. New York Giants head coach Joe Judge confirmed that Mike Glennon will get the start again for the Giants on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. Daniel Jones and that neck injury have not been cleared for contact. Dallas Cowboys running back Tony Pollard and left tackle Tyron Smith did not practice on Wednesday. Head coach Mike McCarthy was optimistic that Pollard would be a limited participant, but apparently he was not able to go. The Carolina Panthers designated quarterback Sam Darnold to return from injured reserve. Obviously, things have kind of fallen off the rails in Carolina with Cam Newton under center, and now they're doing this kind of like quarterback rotation with him and PJ Walker, so they might have a 3-man quarterback committee for the Panthers. Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen was a limited participant in practice on Wednesday, according to head coach Sean McDermott. He's dealing with a left foot sprain as well as a mild case of turf toe. That's all I got for you on Thursday, December 16th. Please make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It's available for you on all major podcast platforms. While you're there, please leave a kind rating and review. Don't forget, we're in the 5-star business here at the SB Nation NFL show. Make sure you stay tuned for later today. It's The Look Ahead with Rob Stetscarrera and RJ Ochoa. I'm Steven Serta. I'll talk to you soon.